Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Today I want to talk to you about why the old rugged cross is so important to Christianity. The cross was the cruelest instrument of execution that the human mind has ever devised. No Roman citizen could be crucified. It was reserved for felons and insurrectionists and criminals and murderers. Listen to what Galatians 3, verse 13 says. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. The cross of Christ was no ordinary cross or crucifixion. There were thousands of Jews who had been crucified under Roman authority. The historians suggest that the 40 years between Pontius Pilate and Titus the Caesar, there were more than 30,000 Jews who were crucified. It was a common sight in Palestine to see a Roman crucifixion. But this one was not the same. This one was different. The Roman centurion, under whose surveillance the execution was carried out, cried, saying in Matthew 27, verse 54, now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. If you ever start preaching about the cross and the Lord Jesus dying on the cross, you're no longer preaching the gospel. You will have started preaching some social gospel, some liberal, modern gospel, but not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4 says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Without the cross, there's no approach to the problem of human suffering at all. But in the cross, we have an ultimate, a divine, a holy, and a heavenly answer. There's a tremendously blessed and hallowed purpose back of the suffering in this life and in this world. Out of that cross came our salvation. I hope you'll think about that today. May God bless you today.